A reading from the Gospel of John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be clearly seen as done in God. Recently, I read a novel by John Grisham called The Confession. It's about a young black man, Dante Drum, wrongfully accused of raping a white girl and sentenced to the death penalty. The police and district attorney there care about a confession that is coerced from the young man and from a false jailhouse snitch. When the actual killer decides to come forward, no one believes his story, but a young Lutheran minister who gets wrapped up in the situation in spite of the danger to his person and position. No one is willing to act on the killer's confession, and the young, innocent man is put to death. It's a great read and a wonderful argument for the elimination of the death penalty, and I highly recommend it. What made the novel all the more powerful was reading the Acts of the Apostles on the Monday after Easter, in which Peter argues that the children of Israel wrongly put Jesus to death. False witnesses also set Jesus up, and the authorities are complicit in the death. In the novel, the pro-death penalty people demand the death of this young man, just as the people do to Jesus. The parallels between the novel and the crucifixion are striking. So what does this have to do with today's readings? I find two similarities, although I know there's many more. The young minister finds himself drawn into the life of Dante Drum, almost against his will. And yet, he witnesses Dante's death and is forever changed. He almost looks for opportunities to tell the story, to express his condemnation of the death penalty. And isn't that similar to Peter and the apostles? They witness Jesus' death, also unwillingly. I imagine them slinking back after they have run away, and after Jesus' death and resurrection, they are then changed forever and compelled to tell the story of Jesus. The question I've been reflecting on is, how am I compelled to tell the story? That is the story of Jesus. And also, though, after reading this book, I feel more compelled to speak about the injustice of the death penalty. Many Christians believe in the justice of the death penalty. I wonder if they had been around and part of the crowd on that Good Friday, would they have been yelling, "Crucify him," relative to Jesus' death? A second similarity comes from the gospel. All of the efforts to find Dante guilty are underhanded. After he is killed, these efforts come to light, and the careers and lives of those involved are ruined. When the real killer comes forward, he is ignored to protect the injustice and the unjust actions of the police and the prosecution. It was such a good description of how these people preferred darkness to life, evil to good, injustice to justice, about how here comes the light into the world, a light of the truth, but the people prefer to ignore it because they knew that their works were evil. As I've reflected on this story and the readings today, I have to ask myself, which of my actions do I prefer to keep in the dark? Am I silent when the truth would reflect badly upon me or my actions? Am I willing to speak out against injustice? During this Easter season, I invite you to reflect on the questions raised by this excellent novel and today's readings. How do your actions and words reflect the light of justice and love?